Now, Echinacea C, each tablet is 135 milligrams of Echinacea root powder. There is buckwheat leaf juice and seed in rose hip powder. Now, what they provide is the full natural C complex as a base for this. So it isn't echinacea and ascorbic acid. It's echinacea in that natural complex. But as measured, there would be very little ascorbic acid. That's not the point. And none was added to make it appear to be better. Enhances immune system response. It does increase leukocytic phagocytosis by 120% in one study last year. Increased phagocytosis of candida by 40% in another. Increased migration of white cells to the site of need by 40% in a third study. So clearly, motivating those little motor scooters to get there and do their job and makes them hungry on the way. It exerts a direct antiviral activity. It tends to retard viral replication. They're not sure why. It helps prevent bacterial spread by inhibiting the spreading factor, hyaluronidase, secreted by the bacteria. Now, this is important because it also tells us when not to use this product. Hyaluronidase, secreted by the acrosome or contained in the acrosome of the sperm, it's part of the means of breaking through the egg. It is the spreading factor also released by bacteria that allows them to rapidly replicate and spread. Echinacea neutralizes that hyaluronidase. All right? And so that, it doesn't kill the bacteria, it just stops that spreading factor, thereby giving the immune system a better chance to get in and do the job. Often the bacteria are running away, spreading so rapidly that the poor leukocytes can't get there. It takes time for them to ramp up and get into activity. Echinacea gives them an artificial but more natural retarding factor to help them get there. Now, conversely, if I'm giving a patient, and we haven't talked about it yet, Orchex to get the spreading factor to help oxygenate the brain, do I want to give them Orchex and echinacea at the same time? Probably not the most effective way to do it. If I had them doing both, I would say do them at different times during the day. But echinacea will have a tendency, just a tendency, to neutralize some of the effect of Orchex. And it would just make it less effective. Not bad, just not work as well. Now, the studies indicate, there was a recent study, 180 cold sufferers demonstrated that 900 milligrams per day, which would be 7 tablets, significantly reduced symptoms. 500 milligrams per day did not. 600 did not. It was 700. It's like there's a magic number. Or excuse me, 900. So that would be 7 tablets per day. What I have patients do is one every couple of hours or hour and a half, something. If they take 7 all at once, and they pee out about 5 of them in 90 minutes, so they really took 2, we always load them up.
Most of the studies I've seen say to use it only short term.
Yeah. The other factor is, as he pointed out, many studies say use it short term, that if you use it consistently, you'll get a feedback that says we don't, you know, we've adapted to this now. You may, in fact, get a new immune system set point based on taking it all the time. So the best advice, based on the best that we know now, is take it during that acute need and then stop until you need it again. Doesn't mean you stop taking everything, but you stop taking this as a discrete product when they're through that acute phase. The rebuilding of the immune system will certainly continue, probably with Immuplex or a variety of things that we'll look at.
Wouldn't you use this in conjunction with your Cataplex C then?
Echinacea C, I use it always in conjunction with Conjuplex, which we haven't looked at yet.
Yeah.
I never actually give it alone because it's not complete. I now need to be doing more support. So I prefer to use it with Conjuplex. So it's 6 or more Conjuplex, and it'll be 7 Echinacea C. If I'm going to use it, I'm going to give them 7. Doesn't mean that 6 won't work, but I know the studies support giving 7. Yeah. All right. Echinacea C. And that one they can chew if they're really weird.